Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll discuss some of the contents of chapter Naml, the 27th chapter of the Holy Quran, as well as some of the commentary points of the verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 7th, 8th, and 9th verses of chapter Naml.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذ قال موسى لأهله إني آنست نارا سآتيكم منها بخبر أو آتيكم بشهاب قبس لعلكم تصطلون.
Mention when Moses said to his family, Indeed, I have perceived a fire. I will bring you from there information, or will bring you a burning torch that you may warm yourselves.
فَلَمَّا جَاءَهَا نُودِيَ أَنْ بُورِكَ مَنْ فِي النَّارِ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ
But when he came to it, he was called. Blessed is whoever is at the fire and whoever is around it. And exalted is Allah, Lord of the worlds.
يا موسى إنه أنا الله العزيز الحكيم.
O Moses, indeed it is I, Allah, the exalted in might, the wise.
So as we said, Moses, in that very difficult and challenging situation, he decided to leave his family behind to go and search for that fire that he saw from afar. Now, he said to his family that I am leaving you here only because I need to get you some news or a firebrand that you may warm yourselves. He left his family and this event happened. He became closer to that light of flame and he heard a voice. Blessed is he, whoever is in the fire and whoever is about it. Now, in the previous episode, we thoroughly discussed the possible meanings and examples of the one whoever is in the fire and whoever is about it. Now, the meaning is, in fact, clear. But the point is that the voice that was heard addressed Moses and said, Glory be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. So, this means that the Lord of the world is free from any defect in materiality. But again, another voice was heard addressing Moses, says, Ya Musa, O Moses, innahu anal azizul hakim, O Moses, verily I am Allah, the mighty, the wise. This sentence was for the sake that no doubt might remain in Moses' mind. And he would know that if it was anything or anyone, it was just the Lord of the worlds who was speaking with him. Not the flaming brand, not the tree, not the angels, but the Lord of the world who does not fail, who is mighty, who is the possessor of wisdom and device.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
This meaning that we mentioned, dear listeners, is a premise for the statement of the miracle, which will be referred to in the next holy verse. Since miracle originates from two attributes of Allah, as we know, His power and at the same time, His wisdom. However, before discussing about the next verse, this question arises here. And it is this, that how did Moses understand and was assured that this voice was Allah's and not other than that? In answer to this question, it can be said that this voice being accompanied with a clear miracle, which is a glittering fire from inside the branch of a green tree, was a manifest reason that it was a divine matter. Moreover, as we will find out by the next verse, after this voice, Moses was ordered a command which contained the miracles of rod and white hand, and these two miracles were two other evidences for the reality of this voice. And if not these, besides all of them, principally, the divine voice must have a particular quality which makes it separate from any other voice. And when one hears it, it affects on his heart so deeply that he never doubts that it is the voice of Allah. So the next two verses discuss the two miracles that were given to Moses. We'll discuss them in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.